te anau tui o no. Tēnā koe te anau.
Oh, tēnā koe. E mihi aku kupu kia koe ho.
Hey, the Greens have been hit hard over this year, eh? Marama Davidson is taking leave to recover from breast cancer, but you know, you've had the resignation of your co-leader, James Shaw, who left Parliament this month, and your party's lost 4 MPs in the space of 5 months, including our wonderful Ephesel Collins in February. How are the Greens coping?
Oh, just trying to get through day by day, to be honest. I'm mindful of my friend Marama, doing what I can do, what we can do to support her, and having her whole order and well-being at the front of what we do as well. And, you know, she's still got energy. She's keen to come back and keep fighting because she loves this mate. And so we're backing her to recover well and come back.
She's, she is a fighter, but she will be away for a little while. What will your role be while Marama is away?
We've had periods where we've had just one co-leader before, so we're not new to this. This happened a couple of times. We have got a bigger caucus as well, so we will be able to share the workload around. And so we'll be talking about how to best do that, how best to do that as well. But we'll just muck in, you know. That's what you do. So like down at the marae, got some mahi to do. Everybody pick up a mop or a detail, or pick up a spade and get to work.
Ka pai. And what's some of the main issues that the Greens are dealing with at the moment?
So lots of issues. We've got scrutiny week on at the moment, and so it's all about holding the government to account. So I'm just about to head down to the Foreign Affairs and Defence Trade Select Committee, and Winston will make an appearance there as well. And then I've got fisheries this afternoon. That stuff is really important. You know, we've got to get through the detail of the budget and to sort of look about how money is being spent. And there needs to be accountability for that. So that's this week. But yeah, lots of stuff happening.
You know, one of the issues that came up was long-term licensing for sea farms, you know, like mussel farms. And is that a problem for the Greens? Shane Jones is saying it'll save costs and paperwork. Do you agree?
Well, the issue there with my whananga, Shane Jones, is just focuses on where on the puke, just focuses on the dollars. That's what concerns me generally with his approach as well. And just noting, was it yesterday or the day before, we had the Ministry for Conservation saying it might be too expensive to save some of our endangered species. So I think it's really important that in everything that we do, that we focus on the environment, understanding that connection that we have with the moana. And so that's what this week is about. And I guess all weeks is about holding this government to account.
That was actually, people found Minister Tamapotaka's statement quite confronting, as the Minister of Conservation saying saving every species is aspirational.
Yeah, it was. And I was surprised. With the way that this government is going, confronting is a nice word. It's a really nice word that you put it.
Yes, I've got to stop being nice. But we need to.
You can be nice to me.
I will. Hey, but you know, it's our environment seems to be under threat. We've just had a group of people from Ngāti Ruamahue are concerned about the fast-track approvals bill in Parliament and the prospect of mining taking place in and around their rohe. So there are concerns throughout the country about what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. And I was here with Ngāti Tōtrad up actually outside, so a bit like the fast-track was cutting out the Māori voice, important iwi and hapu voice as well. And, you know, our hapu and iwi have been at the forefront looking after the environment as well. So they're feeling ripped off It's like a lot of environmental organisations feeling ripped off as well, and the attitudes from this government is not good for the environment. You know, how can we call ourselves tangata whenua if we don't look after the whenua?
Yes, true. And so you are in all of these meetings, holding the government to account this week, but what is the focus for the Greens going forward after this week, after the scrutiny week?
Well, I mean, the general theme is like looking after people, looking after the planet, looking after the community, looking after the climate, and you'll see that kind of filter through everything that we do. And so, like, my part of that is one of my portfolios is workplace relations, so making sure we work with the unions, support workers. Workers' rights are under attack every time this government announces something in the workers' space. It's bad, it's negative. They got rid of fair pay agreements end of last year and brought back 90-day trials and the rest of it. They want to tutu with the Holidays Act, which will make it harder for part-time workers to get their sick leave, which is a problem. And also they want to tutu around with the health and safety regulations, you know, those things that are there to actually look after workers. So you will see us push back against that. I think that's important because so many of our people are in these workplaces.
And looking at health and safety, you know, we've just had a finding against Ngāti Awa for the White Island catastrophe, and part of the blame from the judge himself was the work safety organisation. And so if they're going to play with that, it is a real concern, considering some of the horrific accidents that have been happening over the last year.
Yeah, and also, I mean, there's job cuts right across the public sector, about 5,000 jobs been gone on the chopping board, including at WorkSafe as well, a place that was already underfunded. So the idea as well, you know, you're pointing to inconsistencies and all this other kind of jazz, and it's important to iron that stuff out. But actually, what's going to be at the goal here should be making sure that we look after workers. If when a worker goes to work, their family should reasonably expect that they'll come home healthy. And they've lost sight of that.
Yeah, it's like the working whānau aren't as important as some other whānau.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Te Anō. What are you up to this weekend and leading into Matariki?
What am I up to this weekend? We've got four Matariki up from the Kura Kaupapa up in Palmerston North, so I'll be doing that. We'll pick it off early. And there's Kapahaka Nationals as well. My kids are in the Te Piringa Kapahaka group, so I'm hoping to, you know, I'll be going down there to Tautoko. Be on Hāti Māori for the next couple of weeks, as always.
Ka pai you. All right then, take care and stay well. Nga mihi ki a koe te anō tui ono.
Nga mihi.
And te anō.